USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Northern California's wine country is on fire again as strong winds fan flames in the already scorched region, destroying homes and prompting orders for nearly 70,000 more people to be evacuated. Meanwhile, three additional people died in separate fires further north in the state. The fire forced a number of hospitals to suspend care and transfer all their patients to other areas. Fires that began Sunday in the famed Napa-Sonoma Valley wine country, about 45 miles north of San Francisco, came as the region nears the third anniversary of the deadly wildfires that erupted in 2017, killing over 30 people. Just over a month ago, many of those same residents were evacuated from the path of a lightning-sparked storm that became the fourth largest in the state history. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The staggering numbers of shootings in the city of Chicago continue to rise, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Chicago police say 9 people were killed and at least 42 others were wounded in shootings across the city over the weekend. Speaking with reporters, Police Superintendent David Brown calls it senseless violence that left innocent young children shot and killed.
The young people who have been shot and killed through senseless violence, innocent young children, you know, really young, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old.
The majority of the shootings took place on the city's south and west sides.
Amazon is aiming to kickstart the holiday shopping season early this year. The company is holding its annual Prime Days over 2 days in October after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to postpone the sales event from July. It's the first time Prime Day is being held in the fall, and Amazon is positioning it as a way to get people to start their holiday shopping. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo extended the state's moratorium on evictions through the end of the year. The statewide moratorium, which was scheduled to expire at the end of this week, will be extended till January 1st for residents that have had financial hardships during the coronavirus pandemic. New York put a stop to evictions on March 20th near the outset of the coronavirus pandemic. A New York State moratorium on commercial evictions and foreclosures is still in effect until October 20th. Tens of thousands of New Yorkers are reportedly at risk of eviction when the policy expires as the state struggles to regain its financial footing after a severe coronavirus outbreak in the spring. The shaking of hands between the candidates and the moderator is a long-standing tradition at presidential debates, but amid the coronavirus pandemic, that tradition has now been thrown out the window due to COVID-19 considerations. The Commission on Presidential Debates says that when President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee face off at the first of three debates, there will be no handshakes between the candidates or the moderator, anchor Chris Wallace. The tradition, which dates back nearly half a century, was broken 4 years ago when Trump and 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton didn't shake hands at the start of their second and third presidential debates. The Bipartisan Commission, which has been organizing and producing presidential debates over the last 3 decades, also announced that once on stage, the two candidates will not need to wear a mask. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.